Hey, this is Chelsea Jarvis for Freedom Beyond Food, and this is episode one of the 5 minute quick tips. So basically this is going to be a series of I was going to say videos, but it's actually not, audios that are giving you a quick implementable, is that a word, tip that you can use in your journey to develop a more healthy relationship with food and lose weight and have a healthier body image, essentially. So this episode is all about how to give yourself the kick in the ass you need to actually start exercising. Now, I am one of those people, I used to be one of those people who lived for working out. I loved it. But then this past year, this past couple of years, ever since my second child was born, I haven't been able to quite find the love of working out that I used to have. And so recently I read this book by Mel Robbins called The 5 Second Rule. Am I butchering that? I think it was called The 5 Second Rule. Anyway, basically the principle that Mel talks about in the book is when you get an urge to do something like exercise, for example, you basically start counting down from 5 down to 1, and then after you've counted down, you move. You take physical action before you can talk yourself out of it. So you get, how does this play out? You basically say, you get up in the morning and you're like, I really think I should work out this morning. Or I kind of want to work out. Maybe I want to go for a run or, do a workout video or whatever. And before you have the chance to talk yourself out of it, you say, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. And then you actually get up and you physically change into your workout clothes, or you put your shoes on. You're like, you actually have to take a physical action. And, by taking that physical action and just say, okay, and I combine it with another thing too. You ever see that episode of Friends where, Chandler and Monica are about to get married, and Chandler starts freaking out, and he's like, he escapes to his office to try to find a way on the internet to prove that he's related to Monica so he doesn't have to marry her and blah, blah, blah. And Ross finds him there. And the way that he gets Chandler to start taking action is by saying, okay, don't think about the big thing. Don't think about getting married. Just think about, like, let's go home and take a shower. And, okay, now you're showered. Now let's get dressed. And just one thing at a time. So when I didn't think about, like, oh man, if I put my clothes on, that means I have to work out. If I just said, okay, I'm just going to put my clothes on and I'm not going to think about what happens after that. I'm just going to think about changing my clothes. And then I'm going to think about putting on my shoes. And then I'm going to grab my phone and my keys and go outside. And then once I'm outside, like if I'm standing outside my apartment wearing my gym clothes with my workout app ready to go, like I'm not going to bail out at that point. Once I'm at that point, I will do at least a short workout. Like, and usually once I've done a short workout, then I'm happy to extend it a little bit longer. So the point is to, to start taking action before you have a chance to talk yourself out of it. Because in my Freedom Beyond Food program, we do deal a lot with, eliminating the sabotaging voices and, making those voices less powerful over you. But this is such a great technique to kind of partner with the Freedom Beyond Food philosophy and, just go with those urges, because those urges, what they are, is your body asking for what it needs. That urge to work out, that's because your body is like, yeah, you're due for a workout. You need to get off your butt and get moving. Not because as a punishment, not because you ate too much last night or anything, but just because your body loves to move. It functions well when it's in action. So that is the tip for today. Now, remember, if you're interested in Freedom Beyond Food, the program, the full-on program that has helped people lose weight with ease, maintain weight, develop a healthy relationship with food, and, so that you're not battling cravings all the time and, constantly battling the urge to binge and all of that crap, go to